Sexy and Van City may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR. Welcome to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. Or maybe, perhaps you're listening to this long after this is over on a podcast. But however you've decided to spend this hour with us, we are very, very glad to have you. It is hot. It is sexy. It is beautiful weather out there in the beautiful Van City. But in terms of health, it makes us feel sexy when we feel good about ourselves. It's also really important as we just are out in the sunshine to be a little very healthy and as well be conscious 365 days a year about how we can take care of our health, because if we're feeling healthy, we're feeling confident, we feel good. And if we're feeling good, well, when you feel good, it equals sexy. So I've got an amazing woman on who has three different businesses, which blows me away. She's also really heavily involved with changing things with women and children, involved with volunteering in her community on the board. And as well as that, she's got some really cool things to talk about tonight. And one of the big ones, which I thought was really cool, is just in regards to, and men, if you're listening, you might be like, what does this have to do with me in regards to making sure a woman has a proper fitting bra? I think it has everything if you love the women in your lives. And I know it's not Mother's Day right now. It's not, and you may not even want to think about bras and moms, but whatever you're thinking, it's really important just that the women in your life are feeling super duper healthy, happy, and whole. And so part of that is important by having the right fitting bra, because they have done many studies where sometimes because of the lymphatic system not being able to operate correctly, sometimes even because of improper fitting bras, it can make a huge difference in regards to our personal health. So I've got an amazing woman on who's going to tell us a lot more about that. The lovely, the one and only, the Ms. Yvonne Hogginess. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Caroline. That's a very kind introduction.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So I thought it was really cool about the tab bra. And I've heard so many rumors just about most women, and I can't remember what the exact stats are about how many of us are wearing the wrong bra size.
Yes. Well, it's a general tagline out there is 85% of women wear 85. The wrong bra. But I've been fitting bras, custom-fitted bras, for about 10 years. And I can tell you it's more like about 98
wow.
or 95. If they, you know, if women really, if we talk about what is a proper fitting bra and how it's supposed to work on your body, the majority of bras out there in the marketplace are not made for that purpose. They're made as outer covers to be very pretty, very sexy, which is great. All of that is great. But then there's another element called, you know, the health of the body and the breast and the tissue and all that. And that's what I more became very passionate about and started working with about 10 years ago.
So what inspired you to get involved and start providing this for women?
Yeah, well, I have a women's clothing boutique that I've had for 17 years in Cloverdale, in the little town of Cloverdale called Mallory's Fashion Network. And I started off 17 years ago with a passion to really service and work to fit in the clothing for the entire woman. So from head to toe servicing. So that was always my vision, to make the shopping experience a real positive experience, a total experience. And I also started with working with Vancouver designers, but also kind of specializing in the gala evening wear side of things. So as you know, when I started to put it out there that we were specializing in that area and we started doing some customized gowns in that area, because I also have a fashion design background, we were customizing gowns for women that had maybe some unique issues. It was either just they really wanted something totally unique and one of a kind, or, but most came to me because they had head surgeries or were a difficult size to fit. So we were fitting those customers. The number one thing I talked about over and over and over was a proper fitting undergarment, bra especially, because there's no use designing a dress if you don't have a good undergarment to make that dress work. And every woman, when I get a man and start working with them, would say to me, I'd say, you know, you're going to have to go down, spend a good amount of money. It's not going to be cheap. Get a really good fitting bra. It's probably going to have to be European styling so it fits better to the body. And every woman gave me this look of despair and said, you know, I can't find a bra that really fits me. What is that? And I sent them all downtown Vancouver to some of our best bra stores down there and told them to spend about $200 at least. You know, usually that's what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. And they all came back with something, but they all said, the majority, very few, came back and said, I love this bra, and I'm going to be wearing it a ton. Most came back and said to me, I do agree, I got a bra, it's holding me up better, but it literally is killing me.
Wow.
And I'll wear it, you know, I'm going to wear it for the occasion, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But I spent $200, you know, or close to it. And so I found that very disturbing to me, because I thought, okay, the words that they used didn't make me feel good about it. That they said, it really hurts. It's got to hold into shape. Those wires have to be so tight on my body to do it. And I have it on for an hour, and it's really hurting. And then on top of the fact that a lot of these women had breast cancer or surgeries of some sort, they just really didn't need this, problem. And so anyway, the long and the short is I thought there's got to be something better out there as I, you know, started working more with women. So I put it out there. You know, I started asking people to help me look for something that would be a better bra line. And I had brought in European bras, very expensive ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I call my customers excited and say, I think I got a really good bra line for you. They'd come down. We always kind of laughed. If we didn't laugh, we'd cry. But we'd say, you know, we have tissue issues here. I mean, there's too much going on. It wasn't working for women, majority. And I'd say well over 80% it was not working for. So I sold those bras to the men. So there you go.
Mm.
And that was fine. But the women were like, you still got to find us a good bra, Yvonne. Like, whatever you can find us. So it became kind of my mission to look for something. And then I was introduced close to 10 years ago, and almost exactly now. And it was also the year 2004, was about the year that Oprah first started talking about custom-fitted bras, or bras, properly fitted bras, not custom-fitted, but properly fit bras. And she is truly the one who started the tagline, 85% of women are wearing the wrong size bra.
Wow.
So it was kind of just very, it was like, you know, the perfect timing, because I was looking for this. I found a custom fit bra line, very stiff, very orthotic, very not really nice feeling. And I was used to very luxury fabrics, and that's what I like to promote. But it was a line that had 150 sizes, and it was boasting itself to be a line that would fit everybody. And it had no wires, and it had no elastics. And I thought, let's try this, just to see. I was very skeptical, but I just wanted to get my hands on something that was working like this to test it. So I brought in a person with the bras from the company to do a day we called a bra fitting day, a custom bra fitting day. We put the tagline for Opa on the top of the ad because that was out there and women were really paying attention after that first show. And that clinic blew me away. I expected maybe 5 women to come in from this little ad I'd done. I expected not a big success. I was going to get it more for my staff to try it out and myself to see. We did over 50 fittings that day. My store, never seen so many women walk through the door.
Wow.
And we sold over 50 bras. And these women were buying this very synthetic, old-fashioned-looking bra for me because it changed their posture. It actually fit their body. It did not bite. And that's why I say my tab bra, it hugs the body. It doesn't bite. And that's very important. And I myself, it was like an aha moment. It was very, because I was judging it, of course, on the look of the bra and the feel, and I thought, no one's going to really want this. And I couldn't believe how the women bought it, because it worked. Mm-hmm. And I guess, and they felt valued. They felt like, here is someone that made a product that actually works for me. It's not that I have to try to fit myself into this sexy little thing that doesn't work for me, but it fits me. And when you get your clothes on, it actually makes me look thinner, mm-hmm. taller, and more balanced, and I feel amazing. So it was really, it was for me life-changing in the sense that I just saw how much it had validated women. And I wasn't even really aware yet of all that it did for the breast health. I just saw it validate women and give them so much self-esteem from the feeling that someone actually can fit me. And I was fitting women. Women were coming in that were GHI cups, J, because we advertise. We go up to double K cup.
Wow.
Yeah. So they were coming in, and those are the women that they just constantly look at, go in the bra stores and look around and go, well, you know, this is not for me, obviously. Mm-hmm. So they felt very validated. So in the long, then my story basically goes that I started to take this on a little more, look at this type of a construction of a bra. I delved into it very, very much for a year, gave a ton of attention to it, and then decided that I wanted to take it the next step myself, which was to redesign it into natural fibers and mm-hmm. make it softer and a little bit more, you know, a little more pleasing to the eye. And but it still would not, I was not going to compromise the fact that it had to do the job properly, which mm-hmm. is to give good support. And so I redesigned it, and in 2006, I launched the TAB, Custom Fitted Bras, which stands for The Amazing Bra, T-A-B. And that's why I called it the TAB Bras. And women will say, and guys, and I'll tell you, for the men that are listening, they're my best proponents. They're my best advocates because they listen and hear all the time, the girlfriends or wives or whatever, saying, I hate this bra. Like, I get home, I got to take it off. It's just killing me. They're the ones who listen to this. So when they see me in public selling these or advocating them or teaching on breast health now, mm-hmm. they're the ones who are pushing their girlfriends up to the front or to my store or to the booth to buy no. or whatever, wherever I am, and saying, get them. Like, get whatever you need because they care. They do care. Mm-hmm. And but they hear how much pain and how uncomfortable, and they all know if she's feeling good and happy, well, then it's much better for me. It all goes together. So basically that's what I did is I launched that in 2006, and it's been going strong since, which is about 8 years. We're across Canada. We are in the States and working on building that presence, and we have four styles. And we have three colors. So I did want to offer our bra in a nice blush pink because we don't do white. We do a beige, a nude, which is our number one bra because it's not a real sexy color. But the women who come and buy our bra, and that's all women of all ages and backgrounds, is that they come to buy it because it's doing the job. And so they're not buying it to be, you know, their main number for that evening out.
Mm-hmm.
They're buying it to be comfortable and to correct the posture. And it also, and this is something that I began to really understand and realize as I became involved in fitting bras for years, is that it really, wearing a good bra like this, where you're actually repositioning tissue in the right place all day and moving it up where it's supposed to be, the breast tissue becomes much more healthy looking. Mm-hmm. It actually, instead of sitting down on the midriff where a lot of the tissue rides, it rides down or falls down onto the midriff. It rides around the back to the back of all of our bodies. And so women will say, no, that's just all fat. And so when I get them into our bra, we bring that tissue forward and they go, wow, I thought that was just all fat. But that's not. That's tissue that's just slid back or been pushed back with a wire that puts it in that position. So when we take and we bring all that breast tissue back up front and put it where it's supposed to be, and we have a bra that supports that with very natural shelf structure under the breast and with encapsulation guides that hold the breast tissue in place without any wire and without any elastic, then you are actually shaped perfectly back to where I say to women, you look like you did when you were 18, 20.
Wow.
You get that same very model-like figure back, stand taller, shoulders back, and you wear that bra regularly, that tissue goes back to that place.
Mm-hmm.
It builds its density back. It builds its elasticity back because the blood circulation picks up and the lymphatic system starts to speed up.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had, you know, really an amazing amount of testimonials of women who wear a bra say, yeah, my whole shape changed.
Wow.
And so they then, when they want to wear, say, a demi cup or something that's a little more sheer or, you know, that for that occasion type bra, they actually fit it better. They look better in it because they have improved their shape
mm-hmm.
by wearing a good fitting bra during the day. So I'll just end it, and then we, you know, to have you carry on. I basically help women and men understand the difference between our bra and other bras.
Mm-hmm.
I will say there's the difference between stilettos and runners, cross trainers.
Yes.
You would not expect your girlfriend, or as women, we should not expect ourselves, to be walking in stilettos for 16 hours a day.
Hmm.
It's not good for us.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts. It doesn't feel good. It throws our posture off. It would cause a lot of damage to our body to be in stilettos for that
mm-hmm.
many hours a day. Some of us try once in a while because we have to work, you know, these shows or whatever. I've done it. But it's very painful. That is the difference. You don't do that. You wear your very good shoes, your comfortable shoes
mm-hmm.
that are helping to balance your posture. That's what our bra does.
Nice.
So our bra is the running shoe of bras.
It's
the bra that helps to keep you balanced, looking great, in place. And then there's the place for the stiletto, which is the bra you wear when you go out and you want to wear it for 3-4 hours, but it's like, okay, now I'm ready to get out those stilettos. And that's, I think, been the best way for me to explain why you need to have a variety of bras in your closet, in your drawer, but why one of those in that variety should be a very healthy bra, a very
mm-hmm.
custom-fitted bra. That's my thing that I try to help women understand, that that's missing a lot of times in their drawer of bras.
That makes perfect sense. What is probably the top three misconceptions about bras that you hear from women?
I think the number one is that women will say to me, and when I say, well, we have a bra without wires and elastic, so we can fit anybody, they'll say, oh, no, I absolutely must wear a wire because otherwise I will get no support. Now, yes, that is true. If you're wearing a bra without wires that stretch elastic in the cups and in fabric, of course you'll get no support. But that's the misconception, is that you can get even more support with a custom-fit bra like ours because you're actually getting it anchored on the body and supported with a shelf underneath and lifted up with a cup that has no stretch. So we call it equal weight distribution in our bra. So you can get full support, but you have to have a bra that's helping to distribute the weight equally from the front to the back.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one misconception, because right away they'll say, there's no way. The other one is that they don't believe they can wear the midriff size of bra that they should be wearing, because in the stores, a wire cup molded bra, you have to wear it much wider than your torso is, so that the wire isn't cutting you off, you know, so tight in there, and that's where it hurts. It cuts off too tight. So when we measure somebody and take a measurement underneath the breast tissue, right underneath the breast tissue, and your midriff is 32, we put you in a 32 bra midriff. We don't add 2 to 4 inches. But in the marketplace, most women, so when I say to them, you're going to be a 32 bra in ours, they go, no, I'll never wear a 32. I'm a 36. Like, that's the only size, you know, I fit is a 36. But that's not really their size, because 36 is too big for them. It floats on the body, the straps will fall off the shoulders, and it will ride up the back. Those are three things that women hate.
Mm-hmm.
We call it the bra shuffle, because all day long they're trying to either tuck themselves back in, pull down the back, put the straps back on their shoulders, and all day long they're just adjusting, because the bra isn't fitting their torso,
mm-hmm.
their midriff. And the number one thing that needs to be done is that the bra anchors on the midriff. So it's really all about the midriff. Mm-hmm. But the bras on the market are not made to fit the midriff. So we fit the midriff. We hug the body with it because we can. We have all natural fiber that hugs the body. But we don't bite because we don't have to worry about a wire or elastic trying to do that. So that's another huge thing when women, and that's what Oprah kind of started the whole trend on, is that, you know, she came out the first time saying, you know, I maybe was wearing a 38 double D or something. Now I'm in like a 34 G or H. Like she was, that was her change. Well, that's exactly right. She made the awareness for women that, you know, you gotta fit the bra to your body. Mm-hmm. You can't be wearing these loose things that, you know, float all over the body. And so that's the second one. And probably the third one, you know, is just that, you know, a bra that's picking you up and putting you up where you should be, which we talk about. If women take a measurement from their shoulder down to their elbow, mm-hmm. and they take halfway, so say from the shoulder to the elbow is 13 inches, then halfway would be 6.5. They measure from their shoulder to 6.5 inches down their arm, and put the tape measure across their bust line at that point, mm-hmm. they're usually, in most bras, they're usually about a good inch to inch and a half below that tape measure.
Mm.
You know, you're sitting down. So the whole body's pulled forward, and the breasts are sitting lower. So when we bring them up to exactly where they should be, which is where the best circulation, the best lymphatic drainage, and the best breathing, number one breathing, they can actually breathe deeper. When we put them there, most of them are like, oh, no, but I can't. I mean, you know, that I shouldn't be there anymore. Like, I'm 38 or something. Mm. Like, and so their misconception is that, you know, because we're a certain age, our breast should be down on our stomach. And I'm like, you know, like, where did we get that idea? That's not a good idea. We should not want them down there. We should kind of want them where they should be lodged. And so those are three things that I tend to educate and have to talk to women about, is to say, no, you know, celebrate your shape. Celebrate that, you know, you want to be looking like you were when you were 20, mm-hmm. as much as possible. It's the best posture you could have. And get the bra fitted to your midriff. Don't wear it loose.
Mm-hmm.
And accept that that's the midriff size and that your cup size is what it is. And you know, also realize that you can actually, we can fit. You know, those are mainly the things that I talk about a lot.
Now, that makes perfect sense. When someone is a tween / teen, when they hit puberty, their breasts, the size sometimes grows quite a bit, mm-hmm. sometimes stays the same. Mm-hmm. In terms of being custom fit for it, what is something, if you could wave a magic wand in terms of sex education in school about breast health, that you'd like to actually educate when they're very young?
Yeah. I'm glad you asked that, because one thing that really disturbs me, and I try to get a chance to talk to any younger girls that come into my store or when I'm speaking at events or occasions, when I have a chance to speak about breast health, is all the young girls are very, very, and I totally understand it, you know, love to wear the padded bras because they don't want, you know, any nipple showing. They're all very, you know, modest or concerned mm-hmm. about all that, which is fine. And they wear these padded bras, and then they tell me, too, that most of them, they sleep in it because they don't want to take their bra off. And I tell the young girls, this is the worst thing you could be doing for your body, because as you're developing, you want the breast tissue to breathe, number one. You will never breathe when you're in these foam cups. There's just no breathability. So first of all, your breast tissue immediately is starting to get dehydrated, and therefore it starts to lose its beautiful, you know, density. It's starting off and already very young, the girls start to lose that.
Mm-hmm.
And second, but most importantly, what many, many women of all ages don't realize, but I want them to know and teach their young girls, is that the foam-cupped bras, anything that's molded, is actually, with foam, has been dipped in formaldehyde and stamped to make that cup. And so the girls are sleeping, when they're sleeping especially, sweating and sleeping and wearing them in the gym and wearing them when they're wearing just formaldehyde on their body all day long and then sweating, and it's affecting, it's what's going into them. And no one really talks about that.
No.
But that's what we're wearing. And a lot of them are heavily dyed as well, dark colors and stuff. So all of that is leaching. And those are things young girls just don't. And so when I do have a chance, I said, you know, I'm not trying to scare you. I just want you to understand, don't sleep in it. And then I show them, you know, we have a very light bra that's Cool Max fabric. It's like a breathable wicking fabric. There's 100% breathability in it. It kind of looks more like a little sport bra. It's not as heavy as our regular custom fit bras. And I'll show them, I'll say, this is something that would be really great for you to breathe, to sleep in, if you feel you want something to sleep in. Or our Firma, and with our Firma, which is another fabric we'll talk about later, but we have a very healthy fabric that's used to make our Firma energy wear. And it's a pull-on bra. It's seamless. It's just one of these ones that you pull over your head and put on. But to sleep in it is amazing because the fabric has far infrared energy in it. So basically all night long when you're sleeping, it's actually detoxifying the breast tissue. It's getting rid of any toxins that have built up under the arms. And it would help their body so much. So even though they're wearing not a real healthy bra during the day, at least they're detoxifying at night. So these are things that once they get it, they're like so... And the young women, I have fit girls as young as 11, and up. I'm always so thankful to the parents for taking the time to take them in. And we don't, if the girls, young girls are not ready for the bra, at least they've learned something, and it can be something they can talk about as they go along. We don't ever make them feel bad that they don't want to get it today or, you know, if their parents can't afford it. That's not the issue. It's just education. That's all.
No, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so it's great. It's just those are things. And then, you know, we can talk about lymphatic and circulation. But as young girls, they don't really, they're not even there. They're not even. It's more important for me that they understand that padding is not breathing. That's like putting your breasts inside a hot sauna day in and day out. If you did that and you sat in a hot sauna day in and day out, you'd be like a raisin. And that's what they're doing, you know, when they're wearing these bras day and night.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about the Firma fabric as well, because you mentioned it's really detoxifying, it's really healthy. And I know in our pre-show chat, we were also talking about, as well as breast cancer, as well as for cancers below the waist as well, because if I remember correctly, the Firma wear is also for men as well as for women. So guys, if you've been listening going, when are we going to talk about guy stuff? Well, here, it's the co-ed stuff now.
It's gender neutral. Yeah, Firma Energy Wear is a brand new line that we were very fortunate to be able to get access to this new fabric that's just only been patented about just shortly over two years ago. And we have the rights to that for North America. We started the line Firma Energy Wear 2 years ago. And basically, Firma, if it's an acronym, and I like to use acronyms, so like TAB stands for the Amazing Bra. Firma stands for Far Infrared Metabolic Acceleration. So it's
kind of
a mouthful, but explains what you're doing when you wear that garment. It's far infrared energy that's been embedded in the actual clothing, in the actual fabric. So it's basically circulation boosting clothing, and we're making it in base layers so that you can wear it for the men as leggings, as compression shorts for the men, for working out. For we have a raglan sleeve for the guys. We have a sleeveless shirt. We have a compression tank, and then we have also like a thermal, you know, long sleeve, and we have some short sleeve white and black coming, V-necks coming out for the summer. So the guys, the biggest thing, and then we have the same, we have all sorts of leggings and capris and tanks and all that for the women as well, and circulation socks. Things that when you put it on, it's like, feels like luxury fabric. It's very silky. It's very beautiful feeling. It's not orthotic like what a lot of people think of when they think of circulation, compression socks.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard to put on. Very, it feels, they're very uncomfortable. You sweat and they cut off and all that kind of stuff. This is so not that. We're able to make the most luxurious feeling fabric. So when you put it on, it just feels like second skin. But as soon as you put it on, the crystals that are embedded in the fabric, and it's a proprietary ceramic mineral blend that's built into the fabric. It basically returns the energy that's in our body. It absorbs it into the crystals in the fabric, and it re-emits it back as far infrared energy back into your body, just like if you were sitting in a far infrared sauna. So basically now you're wearing it all day. And the effects of that, and the neat thing about this new technology, is there's been things like this on the market, but they only have been washes or they've been topical treatments. They wear off quite quickly. After 15 washes, 30 washes, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
So this was very groundbreaking, very new when they came out with this, because basically the minerals are embedded in the DNA of the fabric. It never washes out. It never wears out. So now you've got garments that will work for your body all the time as long as you have them. And basically it increases the circulation. So with that, of course, it immediately helps to reduce any joint pain. It helps to cool the body down or heat it up. That's called thermal regulation. And that's a big one, because for guys and for women, we're often too hot or too cold. Like, we're never usually in the middle. And when you put this on, and I've had a lot of guys, too, that will feel it, especially if they're bigger guys and they're hot, blooded, so to say, and they feel it, the fabric, to say, oh, I don't wear anything tight. Like, I'm always hot. But when they put it on, they'll say, oh, wow.
Hmm.
Like, yeah, I can feel. Like, it's almost like you feel as soon as you get it on, because as soon as the body heat goes into those minerals, it immediately start to work on your body to bring the body temperature down.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like you have a fan on. And it feels literally like there's an air conditioner on. And it's just from wearing the fabric.
Wow.
Yeah, so we've had sports players, we've had truck drivers, we've had many people from different vocations wear it and say, I love it, because it's so much, it does, it cools me down. But if they're wearing it layered up, say, out doing extreme sports and in the elements,
mm-hmm.
Skiing, whatever, it actually will warm them. So it does whatever your body is looking to be done. It's called thermal regulation.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one. And of course, joint pain, it has no odors. And that's, again, something that women and men are loving, is that they can travel or wear this for their garments for easily a week or 2 weeks. And you will not, there's no odor in it. It just dissipates all the odor away. And that tells you that's how antibacterial, how clean it is. It does not hold any bacteria in the fabric. So the crystals take the bacteria in and dissipate it.
So
it's very, very, very clean. And there's no moisture. So you can be sweating like a pig, but you put this on, you take it off, it's going to be dry. So it takes the moisture away from the body. So many guys, especially, will ask me, well, what's the difference between this and Under Armour? Because Under Armour is a big brand for the guys. Well, the big difference is, I'll say to guys, okay, yes, Under Armour is comfortable. It takes away the moisture. It doesn't stay hot. But can you wear it? Like, it gets, how long can you wear it before it smells? And they're all like, yeah, depending on what I'm doing, but it gets pretty stinky and then I throw it away. And that's because it's a polyester.
Mm-hmm.
So it absorbs the sweat, but it holds all the bacteria.
Wow.
So as soon as you wash it, you can't wash that bacteria out of there. So it builds up enough that you wash it, you put it on the body. As soon as it heats up, it stinks because all that bacteria is still in there. So you're wearing a garment that, yeah, it's comfortable, but it's just holding all that lovely bacteria in the fabric as you're wearing it. So this is totally does everything plus more, because it also, this has got the far infrared healing energy in it. So it really helps with any joint issues. And therefore, we are hoping within the next 2 months we're going to be launching bands for the elbows and for the knees and for the wrists, and because we've had so many people wearing it because it's so comfortable and wanting it for joint issues. So we're delving into that area next. But it is quite a wonder fabric, and because of it, it heals scars. Farm Fred Energy has been used in the burn units for years to heal burns, but it's been dipped. Like the bandages are dipped in a ceramic mineral mixture and then wrapped. And it helps, because of the Farm Fred Energy, it helps to heal the wounds much faster. And so when we now make, like I was talking about, our bra or anything, like if people have eczema or they have cut or they have, have had surgery, and they wear this fabric on their body, the healing is immediate. It's amazing. So we've had diabetics with open wounds come and wear the socks, and they can't believe how much healing there is on that wound. Because there's no moisture, too. So there's no growth of bacteria in that moisture. It takes it all away.
Wow.
So it is quite a wonder fabric, and it's very comfortable. It's very good for, all sorts of issues, whether, like I was saying, with women, the issue of anything like yeast infections or bladder issues or anything like that. It's wonderful to wear the leggings or the capris or the shorts we have, and wear them as you're against the skin with no underwear, because it is so healing and so good for those issues. And the same with men. It's going to help with any issues that they have, that they want to increase circulation. It's going to do it.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like there's a lot of stuff, a lot of education that needs to be had, and I'm really glad you're doing it in regards to just our... Because, it's really important for our sexual health in terms of taking care of our bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. And so what would you say for men is one of the number one things to educate in regards to their sexual health, in regards to fabric, et cetera? And,
well, I've had a few men say to me, and because they kind of, have asked a few questions, and I said, I would think it would help for sure with, if they're wondering if it's going to help, like a Viagra, if it's going to help with circulation and helping with, anything like that to help their sex drive and their ability to perform. And it does. We've had a couple of men say, definitely they've noticed a difference in how, when they wear it, again, as a garment against your skin, no, not with underwear. It definitely helps to speed up circulation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to also help to regulate temperature. So it's very good, again, to regulate the temperature for the men as well. And so I think it's extremely helpful. And this is very, again, moisture is not, it doesn't build up the moisture. So, but I do know that a couple of the men who have, they've asked that question, and I've asked them to report back, have said they've noticed definitely that it has been, has given them some good result as far as that they felt that it helped that issue for them.
No, that's really cool.
Yeah, and I think every person is different, but, I think that it would, to me, when it just makes a lot of sense, because when you're taking anything like a Viagra or anything else too, it's just increasing circulation. It's increasing blood flow, and that's what this does.
Yeah.
That's the whole principle of the fabric. But it's done on a very, very, there's no pill. It's just done naturally, and so that's what's kind of cool about it.
No, that is really, really, really cool.
Yeah.
You also do a lot of charity work as well, and you've got an event coming up in June, and I didn't know if you wanted to just share about some of the causes that you support, because some of the monies you raise through the sales of the Tab Bra, the firmware as well, it goes to support women who have been trafficked, etc. So I didn't know if you wanted to talk a little bit about Servants Anonymous and just the wonderful work they do and why you support the cause.
Yeah, no, I love to talk about them. I serve on the board. It's called SAS, SAS, but it stands for Servants Anonymous Society of Surrey, and they're in Surrey. And they started the organization about the same time that I opened my store, so 16 years ago, and started very small, just offering basic life skills programs for women trying to get off the streets, out of addiction, homelessness, human trafficking. And then it became where there was a social enterprise part of it opened where we had a secondhand store. And then it moved into actually opening homes where we could take the girls in and offer a home. And the real difference, and we've been doing that for 11 years, with a full school of education. And so what really became, I used to donate, of course, a lot of our clothing when it got a little tired at our store. I would donate it to the secondhand store and help to raise money that way for the organization. But then I began to, I loved the whole way the organization took the next step, and I wanted to serve on the board, and so I've served on the board for a while. But it's that what they do that's different than some. I mean, there's many great homes and houses that are out there where women can go to get, so to say, dried up, you know, get off the street, get some help, get taken care of. But they're generally, their turnaround time in most houses around the city is 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. That's about the turnaround time. Once they've been in 6 weeks, they must, you know, generally move on.
Mm-hmm.
Because they get, you know, it's all funding and it's all that kind of stuff. This is a not-for-profit. It's not got anything, we're not funded by the government of Canada or anything like that. So it's, we raise all the monies through donors, of course, and private donors. So the difference is when the girls come into our homes, and we have two homes in Surrey, and right now we can house close to 16 girls at a time. When they come in the homes, the first thing they're told is that this is their home, and they have the right to live there for 7 years.
Wow.
Yes. And that makes a huge impact on the way these girls feel the minute they walk in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Because they never, no one's going to stay 7 years. Because everybody wants to be independent and move on. But the difference is that when they come in, the difference is that they're not on a program that says you got 6 weeks and we're going to put you back out there. And now what do you have? Nothing. Nothing's changed. You just got dried up, but you have no job. You have no ability to sustain yourself except going back to the streets. And you are back in that same cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference is we tell them, no, you're here. And we have very nice homes. So they're brought up in the world to a different level standard. Then they, but the, one of the requirements of staying in the home is that they must attend school every day. They must. If they do not attend school, they will be exited from the program. So there's some responsibility right from the start. And it's not easy. It's a very hard job for these girls because they're also detoxifying and getting out of the drugs. And it's not easy for them to show up and go to school. But that we have great house directors. They're hugely supported to get to school. They get there, and we have fantastic mentors that, you know, have actually our girls and a lot of our teachers in the basic life skills training are people that have actually succeeded through the program themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And are now giving back. And they're extremely good in teaching these courses, but we also do have support from the Surrey school district where they send in teachers, so the girls that come there are able to get their grade 12 education, which many of them still need to get,
mm-hmm.
and that helps them gain a ton of confidence. They also get training in computers, so they become very, you know, up to speed on that area of life, which they need. We have a garden that they garden in, so they grow their own food and learn how to do that, so they get their hands dirty in the dirt, which many of them never have done. We have a cooking program. We have so many things that, you know, we are starting to work with them on, and I know, Caroline, you have a great cause, Beauty Night, and you're doing some of that too. So those are things where we know that if we offer all these experiences and opportunities for these girls, their sense of self-worth and an ability to succeed, it just goes way up. And that's what we call it, the fashion, we have a fashion show fundraiser on June 8th in White Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And I do the fashion show end of it with our store. But we call the fashion show, we always have, we call it SAS, Women of Value Fashion Show Fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And we call it Women of Value because we always refer to the girls and then refer to themselves as that, as I am a woman of value.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that they always say whenever they are going up to speak or graduate from a course, is I'm a woman of value. And they really believe it after they've said it and experienced it and see, is they realize their value.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm all about. That's what I love. I love teaching, educating, and putting together the total package, which is health, fashion, and, you know, supporting these kind of girls through education, and education is key. I mean, if they don't have the chance to get educated and gain that part of their life, it's very hard for them to exit the trade they're in. It's very hard.
Mm-hmm.
So we do help them with that, and we've helped over 500 women in the years that we've had the program, and many of them have been successfully transitioned where they own homes, have businesses, they're back teaching for us. I mean, you know, have done extremely well. So it's very satisfying.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's fantastic. So if people want to get involved and perhaps purchase tickets or get involved with the charity, what's the best way to connect and find out more?
The best way would be if they would like to, they can, of course, go to our website, Mallory's, but the website doesn't have that much. It'd be better if they just called me and I give a phone number, because they can call and ask questions, which is 604-574-6402.
Mm-hmm.
That is our store number, and we have tickets there, and they can ask us to put some outside or purchase some there. Otherwise, to learn more about the association and purchase tickets online and read about the fashion show, we recommend they go to the website of SAS, which is www.sa.surrey.ca.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. And then it's a great opportunity to read more about the organization. There's a lot of information on the website, and right on the front page is events, and it highlights our fashion show, and they can purchase tickets right online.
No, I think that's awesome. And what's next for you? Because you've got the fashion show coming up, and you're an incredible woman. You've got three businesses.
Yeah, I have great I have great people around me. I always have to say that I'm not just one person. I have a wonderful team of support staff and family behind me. So I know that, you know, I am the face of the business and I design the products, but I'm very fortunate to have good people. And I just believe too, you know, you share what you have out there and others come and support alongside of you. And you know that yourself in your business life as well. So I just try to remain faithful to that vision and keep doing what I have to do. And there's never a dull moment. Never. But I think the next step is I'd love to become able to continue to build out women's causes and support them. The other cause we support in a big way with the tab bras is we send 500 to 600 of our bras down to Mexico every year, to Puerto Vallarta, an area in there. And I go down every year, and we fit close to 500 Mexican women every February at their Cancer to Mama Days, which is their cancer, breast cancer days. We fit over 500 women that are all breast cancer survivors on a weekend, and they come, and we have close to 200 volunteers, and it's the most fabulous experience because these women have nothing. And we fit them in our bra, three other bras. We get them prosthetics. We have a hair wake station, makeup station, clothing station. We feed them. We teach them about, lymphedema. And so it's amazing, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been working with that group for 6 years, and we're starting to branched that out, that we're now doing the same model in Guadalajara and hoping to carry that model down to Mexico City. So it's very, very exciting to see that grow as well. And so that's one of the other causes. But that's what I love to do. Of course, my business, I have to keep working so that I can do those things. But it's, that's what inspires me each day. Yeah.
That's fantastic. If somebody wanted to get involved or was inspired by what you do, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
And I'd love to hear from anybody and ideas or any ways that we can possibly partner or work together. But I think the best way would be, of course, through my email. It's on my website, but it's just info@mallorys.com. That is my store. So the store is Mallorys, which is Mallorys, as in Sam.com.
Mm-hmm.
So info@mallorys.com. They will reach me. That's the email that I mainly respond to quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd welcome any feedback there. Or they can go to, of course, any of our websites, www.tabbra.com or www.firmaenergyware.com. And they will, of course, get to me through any of those eventually as well.
And one last question.
Mm-hmm.
If you could wave a magic wand and really shift in terms of health and how we view clothing and our own sexuality, what do you see that needs to be put in place now for things to change in 30 years?
Oh, wow. That's a big question.
We've got several more minutes.
let's see. If I had a magic wand and I could see in the future. I just tell, and I see it happening, and that's why I think it's so exciting, and I'm so privileged, and I'm so excited to be on the forefront of that with what we're doing. But I tell people over and over since we started this, especially Firm Energy Wear, and I've been talking and educating health with the bras for a lot longer, but I said to people since I started launching our line about 2 years ago on this, I said, honestly, in 3 years to 5 years, I don't think it's going to be very long, you're going to read your clothing labels like you do your food labels.
Mm.
And you are going to be thinking about what you put on your body the same way as how what you think about what you put into your body through your food.
Mm.
And there's really not a lot of difference, because what we put on our body affects our health so much, but we haven't thought about that very much.
Mm-hmm.
But we have thought a lot more about, you know, what we're eating, which is good. But now, within the next decade, for sure, we're going to be reading labels and saying, what are we putting on our body? And I think there's going to have to be a lot more accountability in the marketplace, in the garment industry, the fabric industry. I mean, I've been in it for years. And like I said, no one requires bra companies to put on their bras, wear at your own risk, formaldehyde, treated. No one puts that on.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to want to. They're not going to, of course, they're not going to. But I hope that there will be more transparency demanded in the industry, because it's going to have to be in the next while, because there's going to be so many. People are going to become much more aware. They're going to be reading, and if there's nothing that's telling them what's they're putting on their body, they're going to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's an exciting way to move forward with health and fabrics and clothing and, how it all ties into the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that affects everything. It affects our health, our sexuality, everything. I mean, as well, too, I mean, how much, what we're wearing, like right now, a lot of women are saying too, oh, I have to wear, my doctor told me only wear cotton underwear because, polyester, this is causing yeast infections or that. Well, there's, that's true. I mean, they're starting to talk more about that. But, cotton is also it's not the very best because it's very, it holds moisture and bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
So now, we have fabric like we have, and of course, many who have tried this line have bought our firm. Have been talking to me about, you got to make some underwear for us, some boxers and things like that. And mm-hmm. I am, of course, because, you know, that is so necessary. But those all affect, it all affects what's happening as far as, you know, our health and our sexuality and all that, because it's important to the breathability, to the cleanliness of what we are putting on our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
It just affects everything.
Wow. No, it's so true, and it's really neat to think about it that way, because if we think about food and mm-hmm. just that, you know, 20 years ago, I think we were more concerned about cutting carbs out and fat as opposed to when we think about now, just how much more conscious we are about everything.
Yeah, exactly. We're much more holistic, I think, mm-hmm. than just cutting this out or kind of, it's the whole picture of what you need. And yeah, I think it's exciting. I mean, I'm a huge proponent of education.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the same thing. We need more education about, you know, the fibers and clothing and how they're manufactured and what they're being treated with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, we talk about that even with our furniture. People are even more aware of their furniture that is treated. And then people say, I don't want to buy that furniture. You know, I want to buy furniture that's, you know, clean or not been treated with formaldehyde or whatever. And then I think, yeah, see, they're talking about furniture, but they don't even realize,
mm-hmm.
women don't realize that what they're putting on their body is the same.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it will all come around. It will become apparent more as education in this area starts
mm-hmm.
to become more open.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's huge. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. It was my pleasure. It was enjoyable. It's so wonderful to have this much time to talk.
Well, we'll have to have you on again. And if you just want to just remind everybody about the upcoming event and just want to plug the website one more time, that'd be fantastic.
Wonderful. Yes, so our upcoming event is on June 8th. It's a Sunday from 5 to 8. It's a evening event at In the Gardens, it's called. It's a Women of Value fashion show fundraiser for SAS, a Servants Anonymous Society. It's going to be in White Rock at the West Coast Gardens. It's beautiful.
Awesome.
So it's a wonderful event to come to. $45 for a ticket gets you the full fashion show, wonderful appies, drinks, refreshments, and a fabulous night to support an amazing cause. They can go to the website at www.sasurrey.ca to read more and to buy tickets, or they can visit my website at www.mallorys.com or our Tab Bra site or our Firma Energyware site.
Thank you so much.
Yes, you're welcome.
And up next is Hans von Clauser's Misery Hour. He is a very sexy man to be miserable with. He'll be guiding you through the wee hours with his amazing music and a super hot voice. You can listen to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. We will be back next week at the sexy hour of 10 o'clock. Have a beautiful night, everyone. Bye-bye.